From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. This week's news showed us how the economy has grown. Tonight, we will get a forecast of where the economy is going next. The government says that in the last quarter, the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 7.2%. But economists say that number was inflated by tax rebates, which consumers spent, and the job market remains slow, with unemployment over 6%. To look for signs of the future, we have called a CEO, a union leader, and an economist, Cynthia Latta of the financial information firm Global Insight. Latta says some companies are making more sales, but instead of hiring permanent employees, they increase productivity or hire temporary help.
That hiring has been going up, and that's usually a pretty good precursor of permanent job growth because companies are reluctant to take on new help on a full-time basis, so they will go out and get some temporary help for a while, and then if the sales continue, then they will put people on the payroll. So those numbers have been going up, and we expect that will turn into some full-time permanent jobs in the coming months.
Now, as we've reached you in your office, you've been working on some economic forecasts.
Yes, that's correct, but it's a very early stage.
Can you just point me to a couple of leading indicators that you like to keep an eye on as you try to figure out where the economy is going next?
There's a series called Non-Defense Capital Goods Other Than Aircraft, and that's one that we look at very closely. And the orders for those capital goods have been rising quite rapidly. So I think there's pent-up demand on the part of business for investment goods.
When you say non-defense capital goods other than aircraft, what you mean is businesses building factories, people buying machine tools, stuff like that.
Yes, and it's not just that. It can be equipment for a warehouse or for retail stores or office buildings. All of that qualifies. Now, if you buy a new file cabinet for your office, that's capital equipment. So it isn't just manufacturing.
So businesses are betting on an improving economy right now.
Yes. Now, they've hesitated for a long time to bet on it, so I think they figure the signs are pretty good at this point.
Is there a particular business sector or even an individual company that you like to watch that kind of gives you a ballpark sense of where the economy is going?
I do, in a sense. We kind of keep track of how much solid waste is turning up at the municipal dump because, you know, in the boom years with the spending, the amount of solid waste just escalated rapidly, and now it's come off. And so the key is that consumers really are spending more, as the numbers suggest, then it's going to show up in the numbers of boxes and things that turn up in the municipal solid waste.
And how's the solid waste sector been doing lately?
Well, it has been picking up, so that's good news. And another one that people look at is the sales of the corrugated board, because that says that factories are making stuff and having to box it up and ship it out.
Cynthia Latta is the principal U.S. economist at Global Insight. Thanks very much for sharing your insight with us.
You're welcome.
Next, we want to get the labor perspective here from Tim Nesbitt, who is the president of the AFL-CIO in the state of Oregon. He's joining us from Oregon Public Radio in Portland. Mr. Nesbitt, how does that national overview that we just heard compare to what you see in your state?
Well, we haven't seen the job gains here yet, Steve. And in fact, we're the state with the highest unemployment rate in the country right now, and we have been among the worst for the last several years. Most of the job losses we've suffered in Oregon have been in manufacturing. About one of every two jobs we've lost over the last 2.5 years has been in manufacturing. And in Oregon, it ranges from the Freightliner truck manufacturing site in Portland to Intel. The Freightliner plant in Portland, I think, is a good example because when they were at their peak back in 1999 and 2000, they had 2,500 production workers. Now they have only 750 some odd. They're nonetheless meeting the demand for trucks for the military, but more and more of the components of those trucks are being manufactured across the border in Mexico.
Do you have your own personal leading economic indicator, some sector of the economy that you look to as you try to figure out where the economy is going next?
Well, we have our own membership numbers in the manufacturing sector, primarily in aluminum, truck manufacturing. We have a Boeing plant here in Portland. We have a lot of wood products and paper workers. And as yet, we haven't seen any increase in jobs in any of those.
Where, if anywhere, are you looking right now for signs of an increase in employment?
Well, we're a state which is heavily dependent on personal income taxes. And so payroll employment shows up quarterly in the revenue forecasts we get from the state. Mm-hmm. We saw a very severe decline in revenue for the state over the last several years. As a matter of fact, something more severe than anything we'd experienced since 1935 in Oregon. And at this point, we've seen, I think, a bottoming out. Now, The state economist projects an upturn early next year, so we'll be watching the revenue forecast to see if it shows up in payroll withholding taxes, and that'll be a good indicator.
Tim Nesbitt is the Oregon State President of the AFL-CIO. Mr. Nesbitt, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Another person watching the economy is Stephanie DeMarco, the founder and CEO of Advent Software in San Francisco. Her company provides software to the financial industry, which means that companies that manage your investments may use her software to help do it. Ms. DeMarco, what are you looking at to see where your industry is going?
Well, we look at a number of things. One is the sentiment of our customers, and our customers are all involved in the financial markets. And I have to say that they're all in better moods this year because the markets are all up significantly.
And you're involved, I guess, in two industries that have had difficult times in the last couple of years. One is the financial industry. The other is information technology.
Right.
And how's the IT sector doing as far as you can tell?
Well, there has been some pickup in IT spending, and I think it reflects back to the comments of the first speaker that there's a lot of pent-up demand because companies have been very cautious over the last several years as they've been restructuring. So what we've seen in the economy really reflect capital spending on the part of business.
Are you hiring anybody?
We're still in a very cautious mode, and we've recently done some restructuring, so we're certainly looking more to internal productivity than a rapid increase in hiring, and it's reflective of the company having gone through a difficult time and needing to be cautious as we bottom out and start to recover.
Just as you go to work in the San Francisco area, do you see any signs that suggest to you that the economy might be changing there?
I think there are small signs. Our offices are in an area called South of Market, which was kind of the mecca for the dot-com business. And so there continue to be a lot of for lease signs. I think incrementally you're seeing maybe more people in the cafes, more people in restaurants, more people around, maybe smaller businesses moving back in.
Stephanie DeMarco is the CEO of Advent Software in San Francisco. Ms. DeMarco, thanks very much.
All right.